With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Garfield County Board of Commissioners authorized about $75,000 last week for the Colorado Mountain College Foundation. Matt Ganeshi is the college's chief operations officer. He says the scholarship money is for need-based financial aid for Garfield County residents.
They're not just for traditional age students. It's for any Garfield County resident with demonstrated financial need at any of our campuses.
The county's money will be given through the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative. The Colorado Mountain College Foundation still must apply for the funds this spring, but if approved, the money will go towards scholarships next school year. As part of Aspen's winter school celebration, four teams carved elaborate snow sculptures in the middle of town. One team, made up of eighth graders at Aspen Middle School, designed a gondola emerging from an aspen leaf, symbolizing their hope for a more environmentally friendly future.
After we designed it, we kind of just saw the block yesterday, really, and we were like, oh, that's a lot of snow.
That's 8th grader Bo Tepfer. During the middle of a sculpting session on Friday afternoon, a sculpture named Infinite Ski won the competition with a design representing Aspen's history. Healthcare cooperative Peak Health Alliance holds two meetings in the area this week. Kristen Kay reports it's part of a Garfield County effort to lower insurance premiums for residents.
Nonprofit Peak Health Alliance, which got its start in Summit County, bargains with health insurance carriers on behalf of its members, which include individuals and businesses. Last fall, commissioners approved $50,000 to bring Peak Health's services to Garfield County. With the exception of Mesa County, the entire Western Slope sees some of the most expensive health care insurance premiums in the country, according to the Colorado Division of Insurance. In Summit County, Peak Health negotiated with insurance carriers to lower premiums by 20%. The organization will hold two information sessions this week at Garfield County's administration buildings, one on Thursday in Glenwood Springs and one on Friday in Rifle. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.